DNR officials say Wisconsin's white-tailed deer attract hunters from every state in the U.S. It's a billion-dollar business, not to mention it's Wisconsin's official wildlife animal. This year's gun deer season was down 29% from 2008. At a legislative hearing, Secretary Matt Frank acknowledged the herd is smaller in some parts of the state.
What we're trying to balance is a healthy deer herd, maintain a strong deer hunting tradition. But we also have to take into account forestry damage, ag damage, car collisions, and a host of other factors.
What hunters describe as a bad hunting season may be no better next year. George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation had that prediction at a legislative hearing where many hunters describe not even seeing deer to shoot at.
If we get 195,000 deer next year, I will be amazed. And it's going to take 2 or 3 years, maybe in the southern part of the state, to rebuild a herd. And it's going to take 4 or 5 in the north.
Dissatisfaction with DNR policies has resulted in change. The unpopular Earn a Buck was scrapped, except for areas of chronic wasting disease, and the department backed off a controversial 16-day gun deer season. Hunters say they don't want more days, just more deer. The department's recommendation on how to do that are likely to be addressed at the April DNR board meeting, what officials describe as the drop-dead date to change policies that would affect next year's deer hunt. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.